Welcome back to your Half Hour to Health with Dr. Mark DiBenedetto. And if you're new to our show, let me give you a little bit of background about myself. I graduated from Edison High School in New Jersey in 1981. I was a district wrestling champ and still hold the school record for the fastest pin, which was 8 seconds. I went on to Rutgers University, where I continued to wrestle. I was also a teaching assistant there, and I graduated Rutgers in 1985. I went on to Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa. I graduated in 1991 with cum laude honors and on the president's list. But I always say I came back from Palmer with something more precious. That's where I met my wife, Dr. Tammy DiBenedetto. And we're both chiropractors, and we own and operate Mifflintown Family Chiropractic. And we've been there for the past 19 years. We have treated successfully over 5,000 patients. I'd like to take a minute and just thank everyone who keeps sending me cards and emails and questions. And I can tell you, it's your emails and questions that I then try to put together the topic for our next show, which is exactly what I did for today. If you have missed any of our previous shows, know now you can go to our website, which is www.mifflintownchiro.com. You're going to see an identifier that says Wellness Library. And if you click on that, the first thing on the drop-down menu will be Dr. Mark's radio shows. And what's nice is you can listen to them at your leisure if you've missed any. You can download it to a CD, listen to it in the car. You can put it on an MP3 player. Heck, you can even get on the treadmill and take a jog while you listen to me. You can also, while you're there, sign up for our free email newsletter. It'll have helpful hints on how to keep yourself and your family healthy. Again, go to the website, mifflintownchiro.com, but this time you click on newsletter and it'll give you a choice to subscribe and then just follow the procedures. I also have a special offer that I will give to you at the end of the show as a gift just for listening. But I'm telling you now, if you listen to what I will tell you and go over today, it can change your life because it can change the way you treat your health. That's the most important thing. And, you know, one of the things that I found that as I went through and sorted through your emails and concerns, most people just felt like they were the hamster on the wheel. That, you know, they were working hard, they were doing a lot of things, but just couldn't balance out their life. And, you know, I felt the same way. It was probably back in 2001 that I came across what's called the Wheel of Life. And I want to share that with you today because I recheck this every month to see where I'm out of balance. Because one of the best things you can do is identify where you're lacking so that you can correct it. So for this one, I would tell you, as we go through this, there may be an area that you think, well, that doesn't pertain at all to me. That's okay. Then just remove that one from the little picture I'm going to give you. And you might have one that I didn't go over. Well, you just add a spoke, and that's okay too. But the first thing, if you're not driving, of course, this would be a great lesson if you just had one piece of paper. It's not complicated, but it's kind of nice to look at. And I would ask you to just draw a circle on that paper. Put a dot right in the center of the circle, so make it a pretty good size circle, and then draw 6 spokes going from the dot to the outer edge of the circle. So it looks like a wheel. And we're going to label those 6 spokes, and then we're going to talk about them and see how they all work and how, more importantly, they work together. So I want you to label the first spoke spiritual. I want you to label the second spoke recreational/social. Recreational/social. The third spoke is going to be your nutritional spoke, also physical. So nutritional/physical. The fourth spoke is going to be emotional/mental. Emotional, mental. The fifth spoke will be professional. And the 6th spoke will be family. So they're all representing something different. And I would say for 90 plus percent of the population, everything in your life can fit into one of these spokes. Again, if one's lacking for you, you know, or it's not there, either add it or subtract it. That's okay, but it doesn't take away from the lesson that we're about to learn. So let's take them one by one. The first one I would go over is spiritual. You know, that's such an important grounding in your life. I always think of the story of footprints. And for those of you who've maybe heard that story, you're already smiling. And for those of you who haven't, let me share that with you. You know, because it goes like this. There's a gentleman who passes on. He dies. And he's in heaven now, and he's actually right with God. And they're reflecting back at his life. And the way it works is there's actually two sets of footprints in the sand. And each level of footprints represents a certain part of his life. And what he notices is that during the most difficult times in his life, there's only one set of footprints. And this happens when his mother passed away, when he lost his job, when his kids were sick. And he simply asked God, he said, God, why did you leave me? Why did you abandon me during the most difficult times of my life? And God just smiled and said, son, that's not when I abandoned you. That's when I carried you. That's right. And I think that really helps understand what a foundation your spirituality is. I'm a practicing Catholic, but it doesn't matter to me as long as there's some representation of spirituality in your life. The second spoke would be recreational / social. And I can tell you with this one, what you get out exceeds what you could ever put in. You know, you need to be involved. We weren't put on this planet to be an island. You should be around other people. You know, be involved, whether it's coaching a baseball or soccer team, whether it's driving for Meals on Wheels, whether it's belonging to a church group or a Rotary Club, helping with the food pantry. You know, these organizations, they couldn't even exist without people there helping and donating their time. You also need to know that you need to take breaks. You need to take a vacation. You can't just work your whole life. Make sure that you're here enjoying the ride. So we're going to see how these work together, but I now want to move to that third spoke. That one's nutritional and physical. Nutritional, physical. You know, we've already talked about this one several times during the course of my shows. But you are what you eat. You know, somehow along the way, we seem to get lost. We just think we could put anything in the body and there will be no consequences. I'm here to tell you that is not true. As we talked about during my last show, that we are such a reactive society instead of a proactive. In other words, we wait till we have the heart attack to change our diet and our exercise. We wait till we have emphysema or lung cancer to quit smoking. You know, we need to start taking care of the gift that God gave us, this incredible body that, believe it or not, will heal itself. You were designed to be a self-healing mechanism. In other words, if you cut my arm with a knife and put a Band-Aid on it, it's not the Band-Aid that does the healing. You know, it's you. Your body loves to exercise. It loves when the proper nutrients are put in it. You just need to start today. So even if you never ate healthy in your life, today you can switch it like that. Immediately, your next meal, start implementing a walking plan and just move from there. And I can talk the whole 30 minutes on that one, but it's more important today that I get through all these levels of the spokes. Emotional and mental. Let me tell you, this is probably, in my opinion, one of the most overlooked. Realize, we know that too much stress in your life can literally cause a heart attack, a stroke, disease. People don't take the time to nourish their emotional needs. You can't just let stress keep building up. You can't keep putting everyone else first, particularly you moms out there. You need to be able to take care of yourself so that you then can take care of other people. You know, and how do you do this? Well, everybody has stress, but it's how you deal with it that makes all the difference. So when I look at stress, things like meditation, yoga. Again, you can move back one spoke and talk about exercise again, how that helps alleviate stress. Prayer. But we need to take the time and make sure that we're addressing those concerns. I often look at just getting more information, just like this show. And I'm so glad that you're with me every 2 weeks. But, you know, we're a society of great buyers of books, but we're not a great society of readers of books. I know people, man, they own just stacks of them. And I'll ask them, have you read that? No, I didn't get to that one yet. You know, and you can get such great self-help from books or even motivational books. I like guys like Stephen Covey, The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. Great author. Tony Robbins will help you understand more about yourself than anybody I've run into. If you've ever seen somebody who's had a nervous breakdown, it's one of the saddest things you'll ever see. They're laying in bed, crying uncontrollably, physically don't have the strength to get up. And if you ask them why, they don't even know. That's what stress can do to you when it finally culminates. It'll take over your body. So we need to make sure that that doesn't happen. Then we move to the next spoke, and that's professional. And you know, I can't help but think of my dad's advice when I was 17 or 18 years of age. And you know, even when I think back, is that the craziest time in your life where people are asking you, what do you want to do the rest of your life? And you haven't experienced anything. You know, you're fresh out of high school. Well, you're going to go to college or you're going to go to trade school. What kind of job are you going to get? You're going to go in the army or the services. What will you do with the rest of your life? And unfortunately, many of us will just kind of look at maybe a role model. And I know I did this. My cousin Richie was a plumber. And I thought he was a great guy. I looked up to him and he seemed to have a good life. But I didn't know anything about plumbing. I was just going by that he was my cousin. And so many people do that. And then they get into fields and they're so disappointed. So here was my dad's advice when I was 17 or 18 years old. I said, Dad, what should I do? And when I think back to my yearbook, if I just kind of go back for a second, under my picture, you'll actually see college/plumbing, because that's how confused I was. But I said to my dad, Dad, what should I do with the rest of my life? And he said, Son, I don't care what you do. But let me tell you this, you better like what you do because you're going to spend a lot of time doing it. And truer words could not have been spoken. You know, we probably spend 80% of our life working in jobs that we don't even like. And sometimes, you know, we start happy and we kind of fade. It's almost like a relationship. Realize you can flip the switch like that and increase your passion by 10%. I think of the story of the bricklayer. You know, a guy was walking down the street in his town, and he sees a big construction site. and he's trying to figure out what they're building. So as he's walking, he comes up to a bricklayer and he simply asks him, "Hey, excuse me, what are you building?" And the bricklayer says, "Well, this is going to be a pretty big project, and today we have to put up enough bricks so that we can finish this corner here, and I need to get back to work." And so he does. So the gentleman who asked him, you know, that didn't really fulfill his curiosity. So he kept walking and he comes up to the next bricklayer. And he says again, "Excuse me, what are you guys building? What are you doing?" And he says, "Well, again, this is going to be a big project." He says, "But, you know, today my job is we have to go at least 30 courses up. And we're probably going to be here for a couple of weeks because it's going to take a lot of bricks to do this whole building. But that's what we're doing today, and I need to get back to work." And he was nice and everything, but, you know, the guy, again, just felt unfulfilled. It didn't tell him what was going on. So he keeps walking, and then all of a sudden he comes up to the third bricklayer, and he asks him the same question. He says, "You know, what are you building? What are you doing?" And the third bricklayer turns around and has a tear running down his cheek. And he says, "We're building a temple for God. This is going to be the largest building in our town. It's going to house over 1,500 people. We are going to have the most beautiful stained glass all around. It is designed in such a way that the acoustics are going to be incredible inside to hear the organ and the people singing." And the guy goes into just this incredible description about the rec center and everything that's going to be involved in this church. The man who was listening could picture exactly what it was going to look like. And then the gentleman excused himself and went back to laying bricks. And I would simply ask you, they're all laying bricks, right? But who do you think is going to do the best job? That's right. Bricklayer number three. Because he has that passion and understanding behind what he's doing. He's not just laying bricks. He's making a temple for God. And that's how you can be as well. By just getting into the deeper feeling, I can honestly tell you, every day when I wake up, I can't wait to get here or get to my office because I love what I do. I can't imagine being anything else other than a chiropractor. But if you're at that point in your life where you can't see yourself doing what you're doing, then I'm going to give you some advice. Number one, especially in this environment, don't quit. But number two, figure out your exit strategy. And your exit strategy can be anything from 6 months to 5 years. But it's a plan to figure out what you really want to do with your life. What's going to fulfill and just keep that fire burning in you so that when you wake up, you can't wait to get to work. In other words, it's not I have to work, it's that I get to work. And that's what you need. And realize when you have that plan, whether it's going back to school, additional training, learning to type, whatever it may be, that's going to set you so free that now you're going to be a better employee at your present job just because you know you're not going to have to be there the rest of your life. The sixth spoke is family. You know, and growing up in a big Italian family, it was incredible. The memories were wonderful. But it was ingrained in me from when I was a little boy by my dad and my mom that nothing is more important than your family other than God, okay? While you're here on earth, your family is what you have, and you want to nurture it. What I like to say about family is that you don't get a do-over. You know, it's a one-shot deal. In other words, when your kids grow up, they grow up. They're gone. When somebody passes away, unfortunately, a mother, a father, they're gone. spend time with those relationships. It's so, so important. You know, I remember my kids right now are 12 and 15, but when they were real small and I'd come home and they'd be all excited, and, you know, I might be real tired. It was a long day at work and, you know, I saw a lot of healing going on, but when I turned and opened that door, I knew I was dad now. And they'd already have, one of their favorite games like Mousetrap set up and said, come on, Dad. Or they'd have the kitchen set downstairs and they want to serve me up pizza and tea and they want me to make the animals talk. And you know what? Take time to do it. Otherwise, you will regret it. You don't want to go through life with regrets like that. You know, I personally talk to my dad at least every other day, if not daily. And I tell you that just because, you know, it doesn't have to be a long conversation, but how important it is to just check in and know that you have each other there for every step of the way. My mom passed away when she was only 65 years old. But, you know, I had such a great relationship with her. I have no regrets. I have a great relationship with my sister. For some of you, though, you're thinking, you know, I don't have any family. Well, you know, it might be your friends or your extended family. That's okay. It's the same principle. You know, I know people, they were best man or maid of honor at a wedding and, you know, months, years, and all of a sudden it's an awkward feeling to even pick up that phone and call them and talk to them. You know, make sure that you take time to call your grandparents. Just check in on them. See how they're doing. But family is the backbone of your life. And life is too short. So now we've went through all these spokes, and I want you to understand they should all be the same length. And I'm going to ask you a question, is how easy is it to turn a round wheel? In other words, if we were going to just roll it down the street, how much effort does it take? Very little, right? Just a little push and it's going to go on its own. But what if some of these spokes flatten that wheel out on one side? How much energy does it take to push a semi-square wheel or an unusually shaped wheel? Well, it takes a lot of energy. And that's what happens to people. They'll tell me, Doc, I'm so tired. And you know what? They don't have a thyroid issue. They're sleeping 10 hours a night. You know, their problem is that they're not balanced. So acknowledge where you're the weakest. In other words, let's use some examples. What if you're just a workaholic? You know, you spend all your time working. Well, what kind of dad or mom are you? Do you really take care of your exercise and nutrition because you're always on the go? Do you spend any time in recreational social because you're so busy working? Do you even make time for God? Maybe you haven't been to church in months. See, your emotional, mental well-being, they all bleed together, right? That's what I want you to see, is that when one of these spokes is off, the whole system is out of whack. So the key is to identify which spoke and then realign it and get that wheel moving again. I mean, what if you're just physically a mess, 50, 100 pounds overweight? Okay? Do you think that that affects you emotionally and mentally? I can tell you it does. Does it affect your social life? You know, maybe you don't want to be as outgoing and active as you would if you had shed that weight and could do more. Does it affect you professionally? Probably. You know, all these bleed together. What if you spiritually have just fallen off? Do you think that moves into your family, your emotional state, gets into your professional life? Absolutely. But the best part of this wheel is being able to identify and correct it immediately, literally, seemingly overnight. For example, family, maybe you just want to start calling your grandparents a little more and just checking up on them. You can start as soon as this radio talk show ends and just make it a 1 day a week thing that you want to just check in and make sure they're doing okay, or a family or a friend. Maybe you want to start that exit plan professionally. Maybe you're going to pick up a book as soon as we stop this radio show to help your emotional state. Maybe your next meal, you're just going to eat a little better. You're going to start that exercise program. Maybe you're going to go back to church for the first time in years. See, these are the things that you can do. But what I can tell you is this is constantly evolving, and you need to check back frequently so you can rib check yourself. A rib check to me is just saying, hey, get back in balance. And if your physical and nutritional spoke is your weakest link, in other words, if you're tired all the time, if you suffer from neck pain, low back pain, headaches, just know we can help. That's why chiropractors were put on this planet, was to make a difference in people's lives. And I see it every day. So as I promised, I have a special offer for all of you who took the time to listen to me today. We have opened up 15 new patient appointments in our office. So if you are one of the first 15 callers today, you have to leave your name and number today, you will receive a comprehensive chiropractic examination, any necessary x-rays, a thermography scan, a range of motion study, and posture evaluation for just $27. That would normally cost you approximately $160 in our office. So call today, 436-9017. That's 436-9017, 436-9017. This might just be the most important checkup you have ever had. And just remember, I believe in you. What you are capable of is unlimited. But what you are willing to do determines your destiny. How much do you want a better, balanced, healthy, happy life? It's up to you. So until next time, live with passion. And we will see you in 2 weeks for your next Half Hour to Health.